Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two. I apologize profusely for the angst that you may have been a witness to over Jim's unbelievable refusal or jealousy about my ACT score.
Not jealous at all.
So we're just going to move on. I got a text here. Nagani kids took the test in a group and all their scores together. Steven Oshkosh, I grew up in Ishpeming. Well, thanks, Steve. Hey, Steve. Also, you kids from Ishpeming, thank you for coming and peeing in our lake, which was our water supply, Teal Lake. I appreciate that too, Steve. Very nice of you Ishpeming people, you Hematites. That's nice. Appreciate it, Steve. We're with Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Hi.
Nick, we were talking before you came on about you're kind of a groupie.
Yeah. Isn't that though? It's like you wouldn't look at Nick and say he's a groupie.
You wouldn't think he's like a, and it's not a Swiftie, but you... You got some loyalty. Yeah. Tell us about where you spend your money.
Where I saw Pearl Jam.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And they were just at Wrigley Field?
They were just at Wrigley Field 2 weeks ago, Thursday and Saturday. I had to work Saturday, Labor Day weekend, so I went to the Thursday concert.
Are they're obviously touring. Are they coming here?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean,
Wrigley's kind of small. I mean, what is that, 40,000?
I would think.
Yeah, but what they do for, like, the stadium shows.
But I just want to finish that. But they did back-to-back concerts.
Well, a day off, but yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they could do, I wouldn't be afraid of bringing them to Lambeau.
Yeah. So what they do for those baseball, the stadium shows or whatever, you know, you call them, that's what they call them, stadium shows. So at Fenway, or at Wrigley, they cover the whole infield. And then they bring the seats, so the stage is set up in center field. So all of the outfield,
right, are seats.
All the outfield are blocked off, so it's basically first base and third baseline, all the way back around, and then the floor, all the way to second base is all seats. Yeah. So they had roughly just under 40,000 people there.
Yeah.
So where's the band actually?
In center field.
Okay.
You know, right up along the ivy.
Facing, like, home plate.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. What, great concert, I take it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who opened?
A guy from Ireland. Oh. He was actually really good. So Eddie Vedder has a band called the Earthlings that he plays with when he's not with Pearl Jam. And the guy that's opened for him is in his Earthlings band, it's called.
Maybe we have to... We like... taking on initiatives. Did you notice it? Just speaking of that, Johnny, did you see Ray Nitschke? He's painted now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him painting it on Saturday.
Yeah, that's
I went
cool.
by there. Bull yep. did that. Anyway.
On the bridge.
Yeah. Pearl Jam to Lambeau.
Yeah. They would, you know, they would fill it. And I've said this, I don't know if you've paid attention to the Lambeau Field concerts, but it's heavily country music. It's, you know, other than Paul McCartney.
Well, Billy Joel too, but yeah.
Well, Billy, but they've,
Kenny Chesney
numerous times.
Right. Oh, no,
you know,
totally. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But here's the deal. I think sometimes, and I know a little bit about this, they worry about making money because it's so expensive. But, you know, if they made money on 40,000 seats, I got to believe we can make money on 80.
Right. And, you know,
how expensive was it at the event?
It was pretty expensive. It's Chicago pricing.
Tell us.
So. In Wrigley, I ordered two waters and a Chicago dog, and it was $28.50.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
A bottle of Danzai or Danzai.
Yeah.
Was like $8.50.
Wow. Really? That was 32 cents.
Beers at
Costco.
The Cubby Bar right across the street.
Yeah.
Beers were $11 a piece.
Wow. Yeah.
Jello shots, six.
Yeah. How much were the tickets?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's another thing that Pearl Jam does for their people. So what it is you can, there's a couple different ways you get tickets through them. Obviously, if you're not part of the club, which is, it's called the 10 Club from their first album, you join the 10 Club, you give them money. You get a t-shirt, free t-shirt a year, and then you get a free
download. Is that what you're wearing right now?
No, this is actually my...
What is that?
This is Eddie Vedder and Dave Grohl for 2024.
I am totally down with that, by the way.
Todd, I was going to say, that would be a Todd
Grohl
shirt.
Yes.
Anyway, so I got this for my birthday from my wife. So anyway, the 10 Club, you do that, you get a free download.
Does she lie for you, like... Julie? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What did you get in your ACT?
Lower than you, mister, the smartest man
Thank
in the room.
Thank you!
Smartest
Thank
man in the room.
Here. I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Let's believe that.
My God. Thank you, Todd. I want people to text us. What did you get in your ACT? And okay, be honest. Yeah. Be honest.
I think I got like an 18 or 19. But to talk about, so you said you did yours hungover?
I remember the test.
Were you hungover?
I think I could have been.
Okay, well, so what were you trying to do your Max McGee impersonation?
Yeah, I just was not.
At the Super Bowl or it what? Was, hey, if Max McGee could drop, 100-some yards?
I still remember doing a banquet with Max McGee, and I forget what charity it was. And he goes, hey, I just want to clear up one thing. You know, I get all these people say, hey, Max, you know, night before the Super Bowl, you had two bottles of scotch and a blonde. And he says, folks, I got to be honest with you, man. That's not true. I'm just gonna be honest with you. That's not true. It was two blondes and one bottle of scotch.
So
and it was like at this like religious thing where the priests were like, okay.
So with the tickets, what they do is you join a club, and then when their show comes, or their tour comes out, they give you an opportunity to join a lottery. So you tell them which tickets you or what where you want to go, and then they do a lottery system, and they sell you the tickets for face value.
Wow.
Okay. Cool.
Do they do all their old songs? I mean, they haven't come out with anything new, have they?
Yeah, they have a new album called Dark Matter.
Oh, I hate that. You know what I mean? It's always like they go code for go get a beer or go to the men's room. Yeah. So, and now something from our new album.
But then you're in there and all of a sudden they hit one of the
I went to a Springsteen concert where everything was new. He did not play one old song.
Ooh.
And it was like, really?
Wow.
Yeah. In Milwaukee.
Bruce Springsteen is a little bit like Pearl Jam.
I was at his concert in Chicago, which was mind-boggling good.
Yes.
And then he did another one where it was like all new stuff.
So on a two-night, well, I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so they pick you to go for your, like a lottery, and sometimes you get none. Like, so last year I applied and I got none. This year I applied and I got every single show I asked for, but I ended up selling a bunch of them because it was I cherry-picked where I wanted to go. So when you sell them back, it's called fan-to-fan, so you can't scalp the tickets. Huh? So a ticket face value for Wrigley was $191.
Okay. That's not bad.
So if you sell it, you're selling it for $191. That's it. And I believe 60 or 70% of all tickets for Pearl Jam shows are run through the lottery.
That's awesome.
So
right?
They are not, because remember in the late 90s, they told Ticketmaster to F off because of all their fees. Back in the 90s, they did that. Yeah. And they went independent. So that's when they had it was hard to get a Pearl Jam. It was hard to go to a show because it was independent. It wasn't through Ticketstar or Ticketmaster. So then back to what you're saying about spring, you know, to have that,
right.
You know, you went to a show and it was all right. Old. So on these two-night shows, typically one night is a lot of their older stuff. You know, 10, which was in 1992, then Versus, Yield, their early albums. They do a lot of those with a handful of new. And then the second show is a lot more new and a little less, you know, less of the old. So they kind of distribute it out.
Is that like, you say $191?
Yes.
Is that like the norm these days for a ticket? I remember, I still kick myself. I remember when the Eagles came to Green Bay. It's like, well, I'm not spending $100 on a ticket. Yeah. And it's like, is that just what it is?
Well, see, Metallica doesn't have that. So Metallica was at at Soldier Field earlier this year. And if you didn't get your tickets like right away, they were scalping those tickets for over $1,000 a piece.
Wow.
Well, the Stones were there too.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful in Chicago, because if you try selling a ticket above face value within like half a block or something, you get busted.
Well, the thing of it is now everything's digital.
Oh, that's true.
So you just sell it back to StubHub or Ticketmaster or whatever.
Okay. You know, that, okay, I'm not totally into that whole digital thing. You know, I like the old days of scalping. So I got my...
Hey, Todd.
I knew what he was going to say.
It's financial. I think that's the greatest text you ever got last week. Jim, is it always financial about you?
But the ease of paper tickets. So I got my tickets for UWGB basketball, right? Uh-huh. I mean, they don't sell out, but... It's $10 more. It's all electronic, as you're saying, through the phones and these apps and all this crazy stuff. Or for another $10, which to me is not a lot, they send you all the paper tickets at home. And then you can give them to your kids, you give them to your friends, or you want. So that is so much easier, and it's easier to scalp them. Not, I mean, you would scalp GB games. I'm just saying that in the old days, when you walk around Lambeau and you'd have a stack of tickets and you could bargain.
But the thing with that is now is... The reason why they're going digital, like for Lambeau and everything else, all the big shows, is because people are regenerating barcodes. Then they're selling fake tickets. You got people out there that are scalping BS tickets. So
really?
They'll sell you a ticket.
On your phone, right?
Hard copy. You know, like a hard copy, like you're saying, a paper ticket. So years before it went all digital, you could get scammed on tickets. And then you go into Lambeau Field, like... Do you remember the Super Bowl 45?
In Dallas.
Remember
that?
They were still doing paper tickets there.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And they were sold BS tickets, and they went down there like, sorry.
I agree.
So that's why they're going all digital. You know, just like, you know, people complain about how Packers, all the big stadiums and everything is all cashless. There's two things to that. And I don't want to make this a long, drawn-out political thing. Everybody says, well, it's because of money, you know, from COVID, the government wasn't printing money. You know, all that stuff and everything else. Here's the thing. You got counterfeit money. And secondly, think of how much change you need just for at Lambeau Field alone. How much change do you think when they had cash? How many bank trucks do you think were going in there with money? They didn't have $10,000 in change. They had millions of dollars in change that they had to go to the bank and order and have. Well, you think about the headaches, and then not only
I think
that.
They're discriminating against us people who are poor people who don't have credit cards.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you poor people. Yeah. Let's talk about you poor people.
No,
yeah.
People, how about people that just.
Yeah. How about you just be quiet and don't ever mention that again? We're here with Nick. Peace, Kurt, Nick. We got a lot to talk about back after this. Violins, center of her own attention. The mother reads aloud, child tries to understand it, tries to make her proud. The shades go.
Someplace in New York.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here in a good-looking Monday morning. 59 degrees, Green Bay, 59 Hamilton, 62 in Oshkosh. Coming your way on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, Civic Media app. I just want to say I was at a great event yesterday. Len Nelson, who's a great friend of ours from the days back in WAPL, where they did a huge benefit for Rick McNeil. Tons and tons and tons of people that came to the show, and I know they raised a lot of money, and I know you're a big listener of them back in the day,
yep,
Nick.
Yep, and yep. Len and Rick were, that was a staple back in the day, you know, in the morning, the morning show.
Absolutely. And just want to give all my best to him and everything he's battling through, and just all the respect in the world for so many meetups. There were Tammy Elliott, and I could just go on, and Cutter and the whole gang. Right. And it's just funny. One thing about the media, even though you're in competition with them, off mic, y'all respect each other because you're all doing the same thing. You know what I mean?
Right. You're entertaining your people, and you have a following. You know, you have a different. They're all doing the same thing.
Yeah,
but different.
But it's harder than people think. It's people that only just BS for a living, and I always say that too. But to develop that following and keep a following is harder than people would think. And Rick and Len, man, they certainly had that for so many years.
Oh, they did. They definitely did. Yeah, it was like I said. You know, Rick had that. You know, he had all of his top five or top 10 list of whatever they came up with weekly. And
So all the best for him.
Yeah. I hope they, and it's a not to get on this, but the insurance is what's screwing him, you know, and that's why he had to have a benefit. And it's just too bad because he's not healthy. And so people need to support him. Can they still do that?
Yeah, absolutely they can. And, you know, we should. Hey, Todd, do you have Len's number?
I'll try and get a hold of him.
If you can get a hold of him, that'd be awesome. But, you know, I'm going to say this, too, and I'm just harping back to real estate days. Real estate opened my eyes to the real world more than anything ever has, because I listed some foreclosed houses from people that had really good jobs and then lost their job and didn't have health insurance, and health insurance led to them losing their house. I mean, it's, you know, Jim, you work at a homeless shelter. It's not that people think, oh, I'll never be home. It's not that
they never went to school. This and that. No, it's not. I mean, and I don't know what kind of insurance, and then there's, you know, people who think we should have all our insurance covered by the government. I don't know what the answer is, but that has some of the people over at our place. It's because of health insurance. Yeah. It just is, right. And they're great people, and they got to work their way out of that. And some of these, if you don't pay that, they're pretty aggressive.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, yeah.
Health insurance is one of the biggest. If you don't have it, it could decimate you. I mean, it really, truly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened here, is that he was in rehab. I don't know, and he wasn't progressing, or he was something. Anyway,
he's got a lot of different health problems.
But the insurance company is the one who forced him into this fundraiser, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But like I said, I've been through houses, really nice $300,000 houses. And the people, because of health insurance, if they lost their health insurance, it just decimated them. So it's a big thing. It could happen to anybody. And I just thought it was awesome, the number of people that showed up for his benefits. So
yeah, that's awesome.
So let's talk about you, buddy. What's going on with the cheese curd world? And
well, it's the end of the season, but it's the busiest part of the
season. Hey, by the way, thank you for doing what you did for Vanessa.
Oh, yeah.
And Feed Our Starving Children.
Yeah, we raised, I believe, right around $600 that night.
Beautiful.
With the different trucks. She was.
Isn't she great? Isn't she one of the greatest people you'll ever meet? Yeah.
And your cheese curds were great, but you gave me some of that salmon.
Yeah.
That you'd caught that day.
I had some that night too.
That was good.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That was freshly caught because we went on a big lake a couple days beforehand.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
We went out on a Saturday for that fish, and we went out of Sheboygan. My buddy of mine, Ruben Swan, Out of Line Outfitters, great guy. There was two storm cells, and he weaved us between the two storm cells. And I mean, when I say storm cells, I mean downpours, and we didn't get wet. And I'm
really?
Like, wow. I'm like, wow, you know, and the fish were snapping, so that was a good night. Anyway,
that's great. And that was nice of you to do that. That farmer's market is just a great event.
Is it done
if we
now?
Could do some.
No. So the Wednesday market goes through the end of September on the Wednesdays. And everybody gets this all mixed up. So a couple of things with it. The Wednesday farmer's market ends at 7 after labor, starting in September. It ends at 7
because of daylight,
all that stuff. The Saturday one goes through the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
So. As for the rest of the season, like I said, it's busy. It's the end, but it's busy. So we're up in Door County a lot. So this week, Wednesday Farmers Market, tonight is Howard Commons, Wednesday Farmers Market, Thursday, the last food truck rally at Ashwaubomay Park, Saturday, Bailey's Harbor.
We keep hearing about Howard's Commons, so we've never gone out there.
But we had the guy on here.
Everybody raves about that place.
But he was like, oh, nobody's coming. But boy, they caught fire.
Yes.
That thing is just happening.
You know Dennis from Glam Band.
Of course.
Next time you see him, ask him how Labor Day Friday was there.
Yeah.
They had over 6,000 people.
I saw Dennis
out there
last night at the benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
6,000 people?
That's what they estimate. Yeah.
At a farmer's market?
No, Labor Day party.
They
came in and promoted that.
It's because of our station. Absolutely. They were like 3,000 otherwise.
Right.
So we have Bailey's Harbor on Saturday, and then the home opener will be at Stadium View for the Packer game on Sunday.
Doing cheese curds?
Full menu, yep. Actually, there.
And the dogs?
The beer cheese brats.
Remember? You've got the best brats I've ever tasted.
Yep.
Where do you get those from?
Pelkins Meats.
They are the best brats I've ever tasted in my lifetime.
Yep.
They are so good.
Yep.
Wow.
And then you'll be on again and again, but we do have to get this, what we're going to do for the draft, too, where you're going to be, if we're going to have, you're going to go
still
inside.
I think stadium.
You're going to go there.
Yep. All right, just a little bit more opportunity.
We're still trying to find our niche.
Yes.
We're working on it.
Because we're pretty good friends with, just in your backyard.
Burkle.
Yep.
Yep. But we still haven't solidified it yet.
A great location
right.
with the.
We're still
and we have to get
working
the,
on it.
The Poland to get the flag, so we're higher than anybody.
I don't know if the. You know, I was.
Hey,
I,
is the flag going to have his ACT score? Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. It might. Yeah. They're gonna be how like, about mine above his?
They're going to be like, who's number 19? Who's number 19?
You know what, though? I was at a festival the other day.
Yeah?
And they sell pasties.
Yeah.
And it's like
they don't $7.
Did you get what you buy? I saw
no,
them.
I didn't. Yeah.
Nah, I lied.
So do you stop in Menominee on the way back every time and stop at that place right before the...
Or the marijuana
picks
shop?
Picks up his weed.
No, it's not by the... maybe it is now. I don't know.
No, you're talking... No, I don't buy pasties from pasty shops. I only like homemade pasties, to be honest with you.
Okay.
They're just not the same. But that marijuana shop has to be the most popular place in the state of Michigan. Yeah. Yep. There are lines. There's a line of cars helps, like helps, you can't believe.
Helps the pasty sales.
Good point. That's actually a very good point.
It's like the Girl Scout cookies. They're working together. The Girl Scout selling cookies right next to the shop.
It's like everybody, you know, one guy owns it all.
That's actually, Todd, give him the bell on that one.
All right.
Give him the bell on that one. But yeah, I swear the UP, their whole gross national product right now is marijuana.
It is.
It's mind-boggling.
Yep.
I mean, my hometown has 4,000 people and has, I think, 4 marijuana stores. Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That would, so when we get legalized here, we'd have 100 in Green Bay.
Well, I'm telling you.
If you say that same ratio is what I'm saying.
You think that'll ever, we got to be the first ones to get that here.
Well, what?
That don't invest just yet. Take a little while. We still got to, that ain't going to happen for a little while.
Right. Next stick around. We're like having you sticking around.
All right.
You didn't bring us anything to eat, though. Nothing.
I woke
this
up late.
This is the only time you didn't bring us a single thing.
Nick, thank you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't need it.
I woke up late.
All right. We're going to start a quick break back.
As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love.
Or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Monday morning. We got Cheese Curd Nick here just kind of hanging around because nobody else wants to hang out with him. So we're
going to
let him hang with us and stuff, even though he didn't bring us anything, although normally he brings us like really great stuff. But we've got Adam Lee here. And Jim, you and I were both at the Meyer Theater one night. When this guy put on a performance that was incredible, I'm a huge Garth Brooks fan forever, and this guy put on a show that night that was just amazing. Well,
I'm a huge Adam Lee fan because I told you, Adam, I used to work at the Carlton and did the lighting there. Some performers worked really, really hard. Other ones worked, and just two or three just did nothing. They were mad about something, that had wrong color M&Ms in their dressing room or something. You know, just
who's the worst? Who's the worst? Who's the worst? Dionne Warwick?
Yeah,
you can't say the B word on the air.
I did.
You can mouth it, but speak.
Dionne Warwick, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. Oh yeah, I've heard that about him.
Yeah, he's not even. He didn't even treat his people nice.
Huh? You
know, like he didn't even treat his own people nice.
No, I know.
Much less.
I know. I know people that dealt with him for the telethon, and they go to a big seminar in like Arizona for him, and he was a jerk to even the people that were
raising money for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I would say, Adam, and Adam, you're playing, I know you're going to Manitowoc, which is like one of John's favorite places to go to. I'm playing at the Wharf.
Is awesome.
Such a cool place, yeah.
But you do work.
Although, no, I'm going to disagree with something.
Uh-oh.
The Wharf is awesome.
Yeah.
But listening to music, sitting at the Sub Pub across the water and listening to somebody like you in the glam band is amazing when it comes over the water like that. Yeah. It's incredible. Love it.
Yeah. And that amazing local talent that I said this to you before, and I just, for our listeners, I think a lot of people have seen you, but those who didn't, you do work hard. I mean, for you to go up to the balcony, you know, run up there and sing.
Not easy. He struggled with that.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it back. Let's be honest.
So the whole time he's going, I'm, you know, friends in low places. I got friends. Yeah. And holy cow, these stairs are, there's a lot more stairs here. Like low places.
There's like 150
stairs.
Oh boy,
there's more stairs here.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to catch my breath. Yeah. We're the whiskey round. And the holy cow, I'm still not there.
What you don't realize is I stopped and I got a drink in the bar on the upstairs level.
Yeah. Anyway, but he was complaining the whole time. He's going up this. These are a lot of stairs.
But not only Garth Brooks, you do a variety of things. And I just, I love, tonight I'm going to hear some local talent just over here at Copper State,
cool.
right? And there's just a lot of, you know, you mentioned
the
glam
band.
All
the guys we had in on Friday.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Like you mentioned, the glam. There's just a lot of music right here. Everybody's like, oh, so-and-so's coming into town.
It's you don't like, have to be like, this guy go to Wrigley Field for Pearl Jam.
It's an expensive concert.
Tell us that.
Wasn't that bad.
$191?
$191 for the ticket.
Yeah, that's a real.
And it was a turn and burn, too. Actually,
well, welcome, Adam.
So the one expensive, so you thought the two bottles of water and
hot dog for $28?
Bad? So 14 hours of parking.
$183.
Yep.
Okay, so let me put that into perspective, right? So at the Wharf, Wednesday evening, awesome Garth Brooks concert. You're going to pay $25 for a ticket, $0 for parking, probably $5 for a beer. Like, that's a good night to me. Right.
$2 for a water.
That's a big really part of our marketing approach here. Yeah, yeah. You led me into that one.
The waitress, I'll give you a little something extra with the brandy.
Wow. Yeah, that's Chris Wrigley's tough parking around there. But anyway, so what's going on, Adam?
Yeah,
welcome.
Man, so much. Thank you guys for having me. It's been a long time.
Oh,
it's great
to
see you guys. Yeah, we got a lot going on. So Icons Entertainment, we brag about Icons Entertainment and how much we're doing, man. We're traveling to Michigan. We're traveling to Chicago. We're all over the damn place. So it's a lot of fun. And got the Wharf locally here this week, so we thought we'd stop by and say hi to you guys and play some music.
Wonderful.
All right. What do you got? What's like most requested? You're going to play something new? What do you want to do?
Yeah, so I told Mino on the way in this morning, I was driving here thinking, man, I've been here a few times, and I know Mino loves these singer-songwriter kind of songs, so I had something that was kind of like deep in the archives that I wanted to pull out for you this morning that I think you like.
All right.
And I might play this at the Wharf on Wednesday. I haven't decided
yet. Hang on, I'm going to do an intro. This is just for me.
I think Mayor hates that, doesn't he?
Most things are like that around here.
One of my favorite Garth tunes, and I haven't played this for a long time until now. He could see the storm clouds rolling across you. He barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, and damn this rain, and damn this wasting day. But she'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. Famous line, ready?
Yeah.
She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on.
Yep.
And in disbelief, kind of she stood and she stared a while. But a great song, right?
Great song.
When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to know you care. She wants to know she's needed, and she needs to be held tight. Somewhere other than the great song, yeah?
Great song. Okay, we've talked about this.
That apron thing.
I was really disappointed at the concert that night.
Uh-oh.
Because of why? What did you not do?
No, it wasn't him. He had nothing to do with it.
Bellawood.
Yeah, Bellawood.
Bellawood.
Was there another one?
Did you do Rodeo?
Oh, yeah, Rodeo for sure.
Did you do that one that night?
Yeah.
His eyes.
I think we do that every time we're here.
I could sing with him on this.
Blood.
But no, but I could. I know all the words. I do, I swear.
I believe that.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'll just let you sing it.
No, I'll just go.
Oh, my God.
His eyes are cold and restless.
His wounds have almost healed.
Okay.
She gave half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Does this help our promotions? Does it hurt?
It hurts. Wondering. And I just sit next to a guy like that.
She knows
it. It's always my luck.
Give me one more. Give me one more.
She knows
his love's in Tulsa.
I can't even sing.
No, right. I know.
Well, there ain't no woman flesh and blood.
It's that damned old rodeo. With boots and blood, it's the guts and mud, it's forever.
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. That. Can you hear that? Does that drive you nuts, the people in the first because the people who are the most loyal to you are probably
actually,
the first.
Actually, they sang a lot of your songs that night.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
they really got into it.
That thing's a sing-along. But
that's our favorite part of the night, honestly, is when people start singing along. It's great.
That
except,
was cool.
Except for on air but, in the show.
Like here in the studio? Other than that, Todd's like going crazy in there. Shut up! I know!
If they sing like John, does that ever... Deal because they're off key. Does that ever throw you? Or can you just stay focused?
Lucky for us, we have ear monitors in, right? There's professional equipment to block that stuff out, right? So we're in our own element. We're listening to what we got going on.
Can I borrow a pair of those when I go to a concert with them next time?
Absolutely. We'll bring them in next time.
Okay.
Great question.
Wow. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
But I
Rodeo.
It's a great song.
And people like to sing. And
absolutely.
They think, you know, probably,
but Garth Brooks is the kind of guy that you would sing
no, no,
to.
No, Johnny,
wouldn't
I was, Adam, I was going to tell you, though, we're season ticket holders. We go to the Widener for a lot of stuff. And
They've
had some great, you know, Peter Palmieri. They've had, you know, just, and the, you know, guy next to me, you know.
Like but a church.
They want to sing. Yeah. And you got, God bless them, because they feel like they're enjoying themselves. And as my wife reminds me.
Do you sing?
No, not.
Never?
I go there to hear them. What do I sing? I sing all the time.
Well, I mean, you're a professional singer, so to speak.
Do I sing? Of course I do.
But I mean, if you went to Adam's concert, would you
if
sing?
He said sing along, I would. I wouldn't sing with him because he's singing. I would go there to pay respect to him and listen to him. That's why
would
I spent
you,
my...
I always you have to sing. If the whole crowd is singing, sing with the crowd.
I'd like in church, right? I like sing in church. But what I'm saying, I think there's people who sing along when he really doesn't want them to. Adam?
Adam turned
what a
silent.
Great morning. It's 46 degrees here
totally
in Green Bay.
Silent. 57 degrees, 59 in Appleton.
All right. Okay. Well,
okay. But I thought that was cool that night. Oh. All people just really just sang along with you.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite
memories
of that
them.
Show.
Honestly, you know what I mean? You had the crowd with you.
He invited them to sing along, though.
Yeah, in fact, I'll post a little video clip later. We'll tag you guys in it.
Oh, that'd be
video
awesome.
From that night.
Fun.
It scans the whole crowd while we're singing. Answered prayers, I think, is what the video
and then
is.
And you guys go softer so we can really hear the crowd singing. That's
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Yeah. We have a great time.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, play something else.
Oh, yeah. What else do you want to hear? Another singer-songwriter song?
Sure.
Whatever you want, buddy.
It's a great tune.
We're going to hear...
Could you put your mic by his...
And we're going to hear this at the wharf?
Drop it down.
Maybe not.
Drop it down. Next.
You know, I was thinking one thing this morning. Perfect. As I was driving in this morning, I'm like, you know, all of our shows are imperfect, and it's on purpose. We do that on purpose.
Right.
Like, you script it so much, but the beautiful moments are the ones where you have the whole crowd singing along, or you have the crazy cell phone guy that's still got a flip phone from 1984.
Right,
yeah.
Like, those are the moments that make our shows fun and special, so... Yeah, it's scripted enough, but
you
it's,
don't know. I'm going to tell you a little thing. And Dennis from the Glam Band, we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
it's like old school, like our era. The guys would have like a bottle of Jack Daniels on stage, and they're like, and you and Dennis both. I see the tea bag sticking out of you. So you guys drink tea during your shows, don't you?
We're kind of wimps, yeah. Especially Dennis, but I'm a wimp too.
Okay,
Dennis,
I love
hope you heard that. All right, let's do some more Garth.
She dropped from boarding school on time. One less worry on her mind. Now it's off to work and on the radio. Comes an old familiar song. And then the DJ's voice comes on. Says he's back in town tonight for one last show. Her eyes swell up with tears. God, could it be it's been 10 years? Since that awkward night outside the county fair.
You know the song?
No, I don't know this song.
When two strangers share in the night, and in the darkness found a light that to this day is still alive and burning there. He asked her twice to come along. She said goodbye at the break of dawn. But you can't hold back the wind. If it's meant to be again, then someday he'll find his way back to her arms.
I do not know this song.
Such a good song.
I would love to write songs.
More Lusty Affairs by Garth
Can
Brooks.
I write you some songs?
I don't think so.
Okay. Can you give me a little Bella Woods, though? Give me a little bit of Bella Woods.
Absolutely. We'll do some Bella Woods.
All right. Bella Woods. This is my favorite song ever.
We're singing all slow songs this morning.
I know.
I think we're going to put your...
But then we're going to do Rodeo. You and I.
I think I forgot how to play that one, John.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Oh, my God. I know all the words.
Yeah, that's a great
or most of them.
All right, here we go. So this is kind of a Christmassy song, right?
Yeah, you know this song, Bella Woods? It's about World War One.
Adam Lee.
Snowflakes fell in silence over Bellwood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight.
Hey, Pearl Jam guy, do you like this song?
It's about World War One. This is a true story. The Americans and the Germans had a truce for one night, and they didn't fight.
Yeah.
And then the next day they fought again.
I remember that in history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Garth wrote the song about that.
Yeah.
As we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by German soldiers singing a song that we all knew. Though I did not know the language, the song was Silent Night. Then I heard my buddy whisper, all is calm and all is bright. And the fear and doubt surround me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I'd stood up in my trench and I began to sing along. And across the dells and battlefield, another's voice joined in, till one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my sight stood a German soldier beneath the falling flakes of white. And he raised his hand and smiled at me as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. Then the devil's clock struck midnight and the sky lit up again. Till one by one each man became.
We'll be back with Adam Lee.
That's
this
awesome,
is awesome.
Adam.
I gotta get some website information
while
you're playing, but we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back.
You know, I still want to hear what? Beaches of Cheyenne.
Oh, great.
Love that song.
Okay, let me
Adam
pick,
Lee.
I'm gonna pick a song.
We'll stick around.
Cheese Curd Nick, Len Nelson coming up, Angie and Fanny coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Back of us. Okay, now we're on. I thought we're on. You and Nick are just like jamming here.
We're doing some 90s rock,
Nick,
man.
What's up with that, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, we did a little
STP.
Or STP, yes.
Adam Lee in the house.
And when Johnny sings, let's do a little STOP. Haha.
No, I'm serious. So I've had people tell me they think I could be a good singer if I had training.
Well, okay.
Todd, what the?
Okay, that just, no, you
no,
can't.
No, I've had that.
Nope, John,
because
you
there
were,
was.
Nope, you can't.
Okay.
Were you singing in a group?
No,
because I've got a strong voice. People say if I had some training, there would be. It's almost like if somebody can run fast, well, you'd be a good track person.
I was
going to
say,
just,
that's a good analogy. If you can run, people can teach you to run faster.
I've had people if I had training, I'd be a good singer.
No, because I don't want to hurt your feelings because my wife got mad at me, but you're tone deaf, John, and no matter how much you train, you're never going to hear the right, you're never going to be on pitch. And that's, so it's not like you can run and be a faster runner because you have to be able to sing and you can be a better singer.
And Mayor Jim, I'm a people guy, right? So I lead people for a living. That's my other daytime job. And I just got to tell the people on the air, you guys actually like each other. This is just nice constructive feedback right now.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Okay. We don't.
This is building your.
Right.
Your
yes.
He's so mean to me. It's mind boggling. It's unbelievable.
You're cowering
it's
right now, actually.
All right. Yeah. Adam, you are playing at the Wharf on Wednesday, which is going to be a beautiful evening in Manitowoc.
It's
unbelievable.
Love Manitowoc.
Mid-70s, exactly. Right along the riverside.
Beautiful.
It's
clear skies.
Gorgeous night.
You got cheese curds there?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Why? Should.
But they
why
do
not
have cheese curds at the Wharf.
Oh, they do?
Farmer's
okay.
Market.
And what?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
What time are you playing?
So 7:30. We'll start the show 7:30. We'll go for 2.5 hours or so, right? So we'll carry in through late into the night.
Nice.
That will be fun. And your show, just if people haven't seen you and they need to, it's a family-friendly show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You got to... A great show and a little bit of a sing-along. Some people think it's too much of a sing-along, but I
what's that supposed to mean, Jim?
I like to come and hear you. And you have a... You.
I will give Jim credit on one thing. One thing in my entire life I'm going to give him credit for. The line was so long at the bar at your concert that it's like I didn't want to get in late. So halfway through the show, he brought me a drink.
Hey.
It did.
That's what friends do. That's what friends do.
I did. We got this very weird relationship.
People don't know
you
that
you guys like each other. You know, don't act like you don't like them.
Yeah, well, whatever. But he brought me a drink. First drink he's ever bought me in my life.
Now, that's so that totally not true.
Nice.
Oh, that is totally. When did you ever bought me a drink any other time?
Doing my taxes, I was going to
oh,
claim
my God.
Did he make you pity?
Claim him as a dependent.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, what the Wharf, where else are you singing that we can...
Yeah, so check out iconsentertainment.com. Right? Okay, that's the easiest place to find
us. Your website is iconsentertainment.com. Yeah. That's what I was...
Okay. Yeah, Google search Icons Entertainment Team, and we're all over the place. We have a busy upcoming schedule. We're all over the dang Midwest, right?
So you know what's amazing about you, though, too, Adam? We talked about this last time you heard. You were, like, self-taught, right?
Yeah.
Like, YouTube and things like that. Isn't that amazing, Jim? I mean, you guys went through, you know... your band or your whatever. This guy is like self-taught.
I think that's cool. You kind of were watching Garth Brooks as a kid. Yeah. And then did you go buy a guitar? Your parents get the
bought a guitar the next day.
Yeah. Unreal. Yeah. Did you buy that? I had the VHS of the concert, the big concert that he did.
Yeah. I did not have the VHS, but okay. I certainly am aware of it. Yeah.
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 That's cool.
Yeah, so we got the Wharf coming up here Wednesday. We have Bremart Theater up in Michigan. If you're familiar with that, you being a Michigan
Where?
Guy.
What town?
I can't remember. Ironwood or Iron Mountain.
Iron Mountain, okay. Yeah. Outstanding.
So we're up there, and then we got our Zach Bryan tribute down in Chicago. We're all over the place.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. What is one of the most requested songs? And you do more than just Garth Brooks. Friends
Love Places. Yeah, sure.
No, but I'm saying that you do more than just Garth Brooks.
I do. Yeah, sure. You're talking in all of the... Yep. All of the genres that we play, all the stuff that we do. Man, I'll tell you what. People are going
to
check
out. How cool is it to know that you can sing these people? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I think I can, and you always dispute that. In my mind, I hear myself singing these people.
I've never disputed that.
No, but for this guy that he can do that.
I know.
Is that cool?
Very versatile. Yeah, he's awesome.
We work hard at it. I appreciate it, guys. So one of the most popular is this one, Zach Bryan.
Okay.
You guys know Zach Bryan?
Yeah, of course.
He's popular as all
good. Oh, God.
Right now.
It'll be fine, the dust light, I'm telling you, baby. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. Oh, you place your hand between my collar and jaw. I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the old tells me you're never coming home.
It's a little Zach Bryan.
That's awesome. I gotta say something though. When you're doing somebody that's as popular as him, you better do it really good.
Yep.
Because their fans will not.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that show coming up at Waverly Beach in October, October 10th. So we're doing some
you
Zach
play
Bryan.
Some cool
that'll
places.
Be fun.
Yeah, Zach Bryan and Morgan Wallen, right? So it'll be a really cool
my
show.
God.
Nice combination. Yeah.
Morgan Wallen, I can't even imagine. Nick, you paid $191 for a ticket for. I can't even imagine what Morgan Wallen is these days.
One of the beauties of what we're doing, right?
Wow.
And to your point, Jim, earlier, right? Bring the whole family, right? Yeah. So we love seeing the 12s, 13s, 14s, right? Those kids that maybe can't afford to pay a couple hundred dollars.
I remember these girls at your concert at the Meyer. There were about three or four girls that stood right next to your stage and sang every song with you. Do you remember that? Did you notice that?
They've seen Garth Brooks, the real one, not me, 50-plus times.
Wow.
And they're going to be seeing us actually at the Bremart in Michigan. So they reached out and said, hey, just make sure you say hi to us.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
That's
man.
Awesome.
So
love it.
Come see us, guys.
I was so impressed with you that night at the Meyer. Honest to God, Adam, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your butt or anything like that, but you were exceptionally you had that crowd. You just had that crowd so into everything you were doing. And I know you gave that guy crap on his cell phone, his flip phone, or whatever. It was like that crowd just was into you.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, I think we've all been at concerts where it's like,
right, you're a good
whatever.
Entertainer.
But yeah. you had them.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate. Thank you for having me on, guys. Okay. It's so good to be here.
All right, we got to do Garth Brooks.
We got to thank. We got to text her. Please have him play Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I know.
We got to break.
We have to do that.
I'm sorry.
You're taking off at 8 o'clock. So
yeah, let's do it.
Play us out on that. That would be great. You are.
Do you want me to join in? Living all on my roots.
Icon.
I showed up in boots.
Icon Entertainment.
Icons Entertainment.
Icons. It's a plural.
There's an
icons.
S in the end.
Okay, I got it. Icons
Google
Entertainment.
Google search Icons Entertainment.
Ruined your black tie affair.
I blame it all on my roots.
Okay.
I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
See what I mean?
What?
The last one, no. Last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey